One of the great events that happens in the Maitland area in October is the River Lights Festival. And getting in time for that, we have to learn how to make the River Light lanterns. So there is a workshop that is happening this weekend so that we can get our skills up to scratch. From Maitland City Council's Community Planning area, it's the coordinator, Mary Dallo. Hello, Mary. I guess with the River Lights Lantern workshop happening, what can we expect when we turn up?
Look, I think we can expect a day of lots of fun and creativity. Council is designing new lanterns this year for the River Lights Festival, and we're looking to make them bigger and to have a cultural theme. So anyone who turns up, we want hands-on involvement. We want people getting in, getting their hands dirty, and also giving us all their creative ideas to help us produce new designs for the actual day on the festival.
Mary, it sounds great. What actually is involved in designing some of the lanterns? How do we go about it?
Well, what we've done, we have a facilitator coming in who will have some prototype designs that they'll be running by anyone who participates. So we'll be looking for people to give us comments on the designs and to help us design them and give us feedback on what works, what doesn't work, any ideas they have for what might be a really great design or great idea, and just to, I guess, test drive and test build the new designs that we have.
Have you had any in the past any outrageous designs that have just been really over the top?
Well, no, we haven't. In the past, we've just had quite small square lanterns, and this year we think we'd like to just do something a little bit crazy and more creative. And we're looking perhaps pyramids or fish or just any ideas anyone has out there, bring them along. So we are looking to make it a bit more quirky this year and bigger. The lanterns are going to be bigger this year than what we've done in the past. And when we come up with a design, the design and the materials will go out to local schools, and the schools will actually start building the lanterns for us. So it's a great community involvement. We like lots of people to be involved, and also on the day there'll be lantern workshop tents at the actual festival, so anyone can come along and make a lantern on the day as well and see it floated down the river at night, which is just a gorgeous scene.
Oh, it is a special sight to see that. Of course, that's happening on Saturday, October the 7th. The workshop is this Saturday. It sounds like just about anything is a goer. How can we get along? Do we need to register ahead of time, Mary?
Yes, if you could contact Jessica Forbes at council, and Jessica's number is 49349881, and Jessica will book you in. We'll also put some catering on, so if you've got any special catering needs, just let Jess know that information as well. Yep, so please come along, the more the merrier. And
Mary, yeah, you had me at catering, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that generally sucks most people in, I have to say.
Yeah, it does. So. Look, it will be a great festival again later in the year. Of course, the workshop this Saturday. Thank you for your time, Mary. 2NURFM, it is 20 to midday.